Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Naomi Clark, who is a Clark brother.
Sort of.
Clark sister. Okay. And from Clark Brothers Orchards in Ashfield.
Yes.
Who are the Clarks?
Well, our farm's been around since 1886.
Wow. You don't look a day over like 25.
I know,
25.
Right? I age like fine wine. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we are primarily wholesale and we sell apples. And we're recently started dabbling into grapes.
Mm-hmm. And 'tis the season for apples.
Yes. The crazy season. The crazy. And everybody's probably mad that I'm not in the office.
Yeah, because that's what you do. You're the what at Clark Brothers Orchards?
Assistant office manager.
So you're like assistant to the general manager?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gareth Keenan, assistant regional manager.
Assistant to the regional manager.
They couldn't even get the office manager to come do this interview?
No!
So you are the one who gets tasked to do these radio interviews. Yeah.
Which just brings up this part that we haven't talked that much about, which is that, you know, a farm business is, yes, it's the person who's actually on the ground doing all of that work, which is tremendous, but then there always are people equally doing as much work to make sure they know how much money's coming in, how much money's going out, making sure all the certifications for integrated pest management are done, doing the shipping and delivering and making sure that happens. So it's just the whole
making
part of
making sure the employees get paid.
Yes.
I mean, they don't do it for free.
So you don't get any of the glory.
No.
But nobody looks at the apples and are like, wow, you did a great job, Naomi. They're like,
right.
Hey, did you have my check?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But here we are. If you buy an apple,
right,
a local apple from Whole Foods, it's your apples, right?
You correct. Do all That's what I've been told.
All of them at the Hadley
well,
Whole Foods.
Well, definitely the Honeycrisp.
The Honeycrisp.
Okay. Which you brought in two kinds of apples. Which are
I
the
did.
Two?
I brought in Honeycrisp, which is the massive one.
It is giant.
Yes.
It's our extra large
it's
Honeycrisp.
Softball
it's
softball
size. It's a two-handed apple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the McCowan's, because we're having a battle
of what's
which
best.
Variety is better.
That's
and
right.
And Phil here thinks the McCowan's better.
And you think?
And I think the Honeycrisp is hands down the winner.
Monty?
So then I must
you
be
are
the
judge.
One who has to judge.
That's right.
Yes.
Now, these are only two of the 30 varieties
correct.
You do.
And so where else besides Whole Foods are these apples? If all the Honeycrisp of Whole Foods are from Clark Brothers Orchards in Ashfield, and all the Whole Foods everywhere or just our Whole Foods in Hadley?
I think it's just Whole Foods New England.
Okay, wow.
But so we do sell to Texas.
Uh-huh.
I don't know all the details behind that.
You're
I'm
the
still
assistant.
Learning.
You're
I
the
know.
Assistant
exactly.
to the office manager. Yeah. Okay, so I'll taste
it. Yeah, go for it. It's
with the McCowan first, because I'm going to assume that this is not going to be as sweet. And if I go sweet and then not sweet, then the
smart
sweet
man.
Will dominate. It's
smart
wine,
man.
It's wine tasting.
Yeah,
wine.
Yeah. There he goes. He has it in his one hand because he can hold it with one.
This is like a tiny baby. This is like tennis ball size apple.
What do you think? Is it okay?
It's delicious.
Throw some adjectives.
It tastes like an apple.
Okay.
It's got skin texture to it.
Yeah.
Because it's still got a skin on it.
Right,
on it.
Right.
It's got a sweetness and some tartness, but not overly sweet or tart in either direction. So now let's do giant softball size.
He's holding it with two hands.
Honeycrisp, two hands. You barely put a dent in it.
Yeah.
Much sweeter. I would say it's got a bright acidity to it. If I was using wine snob terminology. And I got to say, if I needed to feed a family... I would say that the Honeycrisp is better because I don't think I could. I eat a lot of apples, and it'll take me like an hour to eat this whole thing.
Yeah, it's like your whole lunch.
The McCowan is the winner.
Wow.
Yep. Sorry.
So next time, I need to bring in smaller size Honeycrisp. Maybe it's just the size
it's
that's
the
intimidating
the sheer girth
you.
Of it that is intimidating me. I'm like, but now you've Clark Brothers Orchards has also moved into the grape world, speaking
yes.
of all these wine tasting adjectives I'm using. What kind of grapes did you bring?
We've got Somerset, Mars, and Vanessa.
Who named them? Okay, so let me have a Vanessa. Well, don't mind if I do. That's good. You couldn't make these into wines. That will be of any note, right? Have you tried that yet at Clark Brothers Orchard?
I don't know, as I'm at liberty to say.
Aha! Uh-huh. The Mars have that kind of more traditional...
They're like the Concord. They're
Concord tape.
Across, yeah.
Oh, so they're like a hybrid of Concord?
I think
and these
so,
are
yeah.
the smallest, the third ones.
The Somerset, so these are
yeah,
nice.
Those
these
ones...
look like the ones that you would see in a Renaissance painting that somebody's feeding...
Yes.
To me naked.
Exactly.
I like them. That was my favorite of
that's,
the grapes, the
yeah.
Somerset.
Mm-hmm.
So is this, where do you sell your grapes then? If you mostly-
Whole Foods.
And I think part of the reason you're seeing that match happen is because they're very strong on integrated pest management.
For people that don't know what integrated pest management is, what does that mean?
In the past, you would use chemicals and spray.
Just willy-nilly.
Basically,
yeah.
You would spray periodically, and now you actually go in, you find out what pests are there, if they're there at all, and you spray. If they're there, if they're not, you don't spray.
Uh-huh.
Whereas before, you would just spray.
Spray.
Spray, spray, spray.
Right. And other methods besides just the spray.
Correct.
Yeah, that's cool. And so then Whole Foods thinks this is great.
Yes.
This is the kind of ethos that we want to carry with us to the store. So let's go to Clark Brothers Orchards. And do these go New England wide as well, the grapes?
Yes.
So are you ready for this?
I don't know.
To become the general manager? Because you're it's a family-owned business. You said the 1800s. You're not a Clark brother, but you're a Clark sister. Your name is Naomi Clark. And your uncle is grooming you to take over the office end of things.
I know.
If you get the offer, don't take it unless they're willing to change it to Clark Brothers and Sister.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll go for that because, see, I have two brothers on the farm. I got
to
fight them for that. That's not going
to
happen.
Is it like the mafia where there's like a power play? Like,
no.
I don't think that Fredo's cut out for this. Sonny is the one who needs to take over the family.
Not so much. Basically, the guys don't want to be in the office, so my brothers have no interest in that end.
And so you could decide
you
not to pay them.
And we'll,
right.
I will withhold their check.
Yeah, there you go. You're running it like Michael Corleone. Naomi Clark from Clark Brothers Orchards in Ashfield, and Phil Corman from CESA. Fun event happening this weekend.
Yeah, on Sunday, everyone who hasn't yet gone to Mike's Maze, because it's an annual ritual that's incredibly fun for the family and educational. How did that happen on a Sunday? But it does, and all the proceeds are going to CESA.
BuyLocalFood.org.